Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
There are a couple of interesting members of the pea family that are or will be flowering near you soon. Both may be found across the state on upland prairie. One of these species, Lambert crazyweed, Oxytropis lambertii, is toxic to livestock. The other species, ground plum milk vetch, or Astragalus crassicarpus, could provide you with something interesting to munch on. Lambert crazyweed, also known as purple loco, is a native herbaceous perennial from a woody taproot. It may be found on upland prairie across the state, particularly on the drier hillsides and hilltops. The leaves are spreading and grow upwards to perhaps 6 inches. The flowers are reddish purple, bluish purple, or perhaps whitish. They're produced in clusters near the top of the flower stalk, which is about a foot tall. An important identification characteristic is the keel, or lowermost petal, which is generally blunt in members of the pea family, but in Oxytropis form a distinctive point at the tip. Lambert crazyweed is generally not eaten by livestock, but its forage is in short supply. It may be grazed, and if so, there's a good population of the crazyweed in the pasture. The animals will begin to crave it, consume large amounts of it, and as the name implies, may drive them crazy. Horses spook easily, bolt, and generally act as if they have poor vision. Eventually, they may be unable to eat or drink and lose coordination. It can be fatal, but I've not heard of any livestock or horse mortality here in North Dakota. Ground plum milk vetch, sometimes called buffalo bean, is one of several members of the genus Astragalus native to the state. It's a native, herbaceous perennial that typically lots of spreading prostrate stems. The stems may spread out to cover the ground for a couple feet in diameter. Ground plum milk vetch gets its common name because the fruits are said to resemble small plums. Perhaps a better analogy would be that they're really big oval-shaped peas, about an inch long, that turn red at maturity. They're also quite woody when mature. But if you can find some when they're young and green, and perhaps a tint of red developing, they're actually quite tasty little treats. The taste reminds me of a fibrous string beans or peas. I've put a picture of each of these species along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.